One of Phoenix's most well-known chefs, Silvana Salcido Esparza, who owns Barrio Cafe, announced that she'll be closing her restaurant Barrio Urbano on 7th Street just south of Bethany Home Road. She told the Arizona Republic, quote, "It's a great concept for the space given its limitations, but I knew it was coming." She said 7th Street is imploding on itself. It's too much for the area. And here to talk with us about the restaurant's closing and what it could mean for the future of this trendy stretch of 7th Street is Dominic Armato. He's dining critic for the Arizona Republic and azcentral.com. Dominic, thanks for coming in.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.
So, Silvana is a really famous chef here, like we said, and this area of 7th Street has really been booming recently. So, did this come as a surprise to you?
I think it came as a surprise to perhaps a lot of diners, but perhaps not so much to those who are in the industry and involved in the industry, and not necessarily specifically because of anything that that Chef Silvana has done. But not just on 7th Street either. I mean, people think, you know, hey, there's a whole ton of restaurants here. This is a big booming area. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of oversaturation going on, and it's not just there. I think it's really a valley-wide problem. You talk to chefs and restaurateurs in the industry these days in Phoenix, and there's a prevalent feeling that there are just too darn many restaurants, which is great when you're a diner. You know, there's a lot of options out there. But I think the dining dollars are getting spread so thin that it's making it hard for a lot of places to survive right now.
Right. And Silvana also said that there are too many taco shops in the valley, is that she's going to let them eat each other out, quote unquote. Like, is that the case too? Is it too saturated in that market?
There are those who would argue that there cannot possibly be too many taco shops. I don't know that I'm willing to take a stand on that one or not. But I mean, there are an awful lot. I mean, you see them popping up, you know, every single day. And we're not necessarily talking about, I don't think she's referring to, you know, like little corner taquerias.
Right,
I mean,
I think
she's referring to, you know, the sort of, upscale, more high profile places. And yeah, there are a lot of those opening up. I mean, you talk about Casa Añejo just opened up practically next door to her. You got a couple of new places in Arcadia. I mean, they're popping up like crazy because they're popular. But at the end of the day, there are only so many diners who are going to support these places, and, you know, at what point do you hit places start dropping because there just aren't enough customers to fill them. So we'll see. It remains to be seen. And it's coming at a time when it's difficult times financially for restaurants right now, too. So it's a combination of oversaturation and, I think, a lot of different economic factors. So,
Dominic, what's the balance then between oversaturation and having the kind of restaurant culture that residents of the city have been kind of pining for so long?
Well, it's interesting because when you talk about what the diners in Phoenix are pining for, to me, one of the interesting things is that sometimes there's a little bit of a disconnect. You know, I find a lot of times when I talk to diners, there are a lot of great restaurants that they love, and they're always surprised when one of their favorites closes. And the frequency with which I ask them, well, when's the last time you ate there? And it was months ago. I cannot express how common that is. And I think it's just, you know, I think people need to remember, you know, that it's not enough to want a place to be there, you know, for you once in a while. If it's a place that you love, you got to go there because they're only going to survive if you're walking in the door on a regular basis.
Right. And you mentioned also the economic hardships that restaurants in the industry, or the restaurant industry in general, has faced. How is that hitting Phoenix in particular? Are you seeing more closings than normal?
Well, I think it is a national trend. I mean, this is not unique to Arizona. I think there are a few complicating factors here that make it especially difficult. You know, there's a couple examples. I mean, there's a very, very narrow dinner rush here in Phoenix, much more so than other major cities. And when you're, so basically what it means is that, you know, restaurants can only get one turn. They can only seat a table once basically per evening. And it's really difficult to make a restaurant financially viable when you can't turn a table and at least get two seatings in for the evening. And that's something that's not unique to Phoenix, but is more difficult here. And there are some other factors as well. You know, between rising food costs and between, you know, wages and between rent, the explosion in commercial rent in Phoenix is really hitting restaurants hard, too. It's just, you know, I know restaurateurs are looking to get into spaces, and they're looking and saying, you know, this is what it costs for me to own this space now or to get into this space. And I just don't know how to make the math work when I'm spending that much on rent. So it's a tough time. And it's only going to get tougher, unfortunately.
Right. What's next for this popular stretch of 7th Street here, then?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, I think between you've got the Barrio Urbano went down and the Herb Box closed nearby there recently as well. You know, there have been a lot of other high-profile closures. I think people are going to start getting more cautious. I mean, I wonder if you're going to start seeing some people tapping the brakes a little bit. I mean, there was this sudden rush to put all these big restaurants into 7th Street and a ton of money dumped into that area. You know, I have to wonder if anybody looking at that is going to go, okay, maybe we should look elsewhere. And frankly, I think that's a good thing. I mean, I know there have been a couple of these exploding neighborhoods like 7th Street and downtown Gilbert is just seeing this massive explosion of restaurants. And, you know, it's easy for me to say because I'm not putting my money on the line.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, I have to wonder, it's like, you know, is it good to have them all grouped so tightly together? It's like there are a lot of parts of this city that would love to have some restaurants like that and where I suspect they'd get an awful lot of support. So, you know, I suppose the silver lining is maybe folks look at some other neighborhoods that could use restaurants like that instead of, you know, just kind of following the trend and trying to land where everybody else is landing. So
we'll have to see what happens. All right. Dominic Armato is the dining critic for the Arizona Republic and azcentral.com. Dominic, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.